were out late at night, and you got to thinking, you know, were wondering why they hadn't come back yet. You were afraid maybe they'd wrecked their car or done something like that. You'd say, well, probably nothing happened, but I still feel...
You will think something happened to me, too.
You'll say you felt how?
You will think something happened to me.
So how would you say how you felt? You'd say,
well, you just feel worried. You just feel worried.
Uh-huh. Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it.
No, you won't be feeling, you'd be worried about it.
Uh-huh. And say if someone leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. Just leaves the money right there. You'd say he's awfully what with his money.
Well, I suppose you understand. They don't think you understand that it's some order to take it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some order down. Like maybe like me, I would come in and I see someone that don't belong to me. Well, I leave it there.
Mm-hmm. But someone who just leaves his money just lying scattered around everywhere, you say he's...
Well, all right.
He's awfully...
That's careless.
Uh-huh.
That's careless.
And someone who makes up his mind and then you can't argue with him because he won't listen to you or he's going to do things his way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about him?
Well... He wants to live the life he wants to live.
Uh-huh. He's going to do things his way.
That, you know, he thinks that he's right, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he's right.
But you might tell him, well, you don't need to be so...
Uh-huh.
You'd tell him, now don't be
Don't be careless like that.
Uh-huh. Or someone that, if you're arguing with him, he won't, even if he's wrong, he won't ever admit that he's wrong.
Well, no, he ain't going to admit that he's wrong.
He's too...
Huh? He ain't got the mother wit.
Uh-huh.
For him to think that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call him stubborn or pig-headed or ornery?
Hmm?
Would you ever call him stubborn or pig-headed?
Well,
or ornery?
Well, all right, then he is stubborn, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's stubborn to his will of living, you mm-hmm. see? He want to live that way, and that's going to make him more stubborn mm-hmm. than what he ought to be.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody that you can't joke with him? You can't say anything to him without him losing his temper.
Losing his temper. Well, and you see, he's just naturally got a weak mind and a weak temper.
Mm-hmm.
A weak mind and a weak temper.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because if everybody would have the same temper, this wouldn't be... Nobody could live in this world. Mm-hmm. If somebody got to have a good temper, for to get along with the one with the bad temper.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone with a bad temper like that, you might say, well, you can't tease him
mm-hmm.
about, you say, you can't tease him about that because when it comes to that subject, he's awfully, what?
I understand what
you say, well, say if something happened that he didn't like you to mention to him. You say, well, you better not tease him about that.
No.
Because he's awfully, what?
He's got nervous.
Uh-huh.
Existing. He's got nervous existing.